The following is an unrehearsed interview for the Kentucky Oral History Project. The interview is being conducted by Darlene Young on June the 30th, 1980. The interviewee is Mr. Frank Childers. The interview is taking place in Mr. Childers' home in the community of Richardson, County of Lawrence. Mr. Childers, can you tell me what you remember about the times when you were a child? For example, how did you and your family live? Did they raise most of what they ate?
Well, that's exactly what they done. They had to raise. Back by then, it was impossible for, well, there was no such thing as work going on. And if you didn't raise it, you wouldn't have it. Now, that's the way that people lived back there then.
So you canned everything that you
we
ate during the winter?
Canned everything, and I'll tell you what, my daddy done all the time. Now, when I was a little boy, he'd raise his stuff. He had horses. He'd fly his own ground, and he'd raise his corn, and all kinds of garden stuff. He worked, he raised a big garden. And my mother and my father, everybody, she ever done nothing on put that up. And in the fall, he fattened him about 7 and 8 big hogs. Now that's where we lived back then.
And all the children had chores to do, and
that's right.
And you helped with the garden.
I done everything I could do. You know, you take a boy, you get out of all work you can. Well, that's not what I done. I worked hard.
But you like to play too.
Yeah, I like to play too. And I would. I'd get out on them every now and then. There's five of them pretty near it, but they'd get after you about it.
Did you have a favorite swimming hole that you went to?
In the river, yeah. That's where the only place we had to go in swimming is in the river.
Did you like to go hunting?
Yeah.
What type of games did you play in those days as children?
Well,
horseshoes or anything like that?
We used to get out and we'd have horseshoes. And we'd play, and the one that wins, you know, would stay right there and keep going. And if I'd start in and somebody else beat me, I'd just quit. That's the way we'd play horseshoes. And we'd play out of way for pretty long days.
But you had to be your own sort of, you didn't have toys, so you had to make up imaginary games, didn't you?
No, we didn't play. It was fun, you know, just fun games.
Fun games?
Yeah, that's the way it was, you know. Never was nothing all this fun. That's the way we played back there then.
What type of schooling did you have?
Well, this same as mine.
How far did you go?
I believe it was the third grade.
Where was the school located?
Down at Richardson.
Do you remember
that old house is there now. There was another house there, and they built this one later. You know where the old two houses at. That's where I went to school. Now, I'll tell you, there wasn't nobody back there then that ever got no education. They just had school 3 months out of the year. And right in the time that they were having school, well, we had to raise what we lived on. And us boys, there was four of us, and we couldn't have to stay at home over half the time. We didn't get no school.
So you had to work to live.
Had to work to live.
Do you remember who your teacher was at that school? What was the name?
I can tell you maybe one of them, but it was old man Jim Akers was one of the teachers. Now he's dead, and then did you ever remember him? Well, you see, he's been gone a long time. I went to Jim Akers, maybe what little I went to school. I go to them, and I don't know if there was three or four teachers along, but they just teach 3 months out of the year, you see.
Do you remember any of your classmates? Who were some of your friends about that time? Are any of them living now in Richardson?
If they is, I don't know. I don't think so.
They've all either died or moved
they've
away?
They've all died out.
tell me something about things that you liked to do as a child. I know you've already mentioned that you like to hunt and things like that. Can you think of any other activities that you really loved to do? Did you have pie socials and things like that to attend?
No, they not. I never heard tell anything like that in my boy.
Did you go to church very much as a child?
Well, now they had church. We'd go to church. And I'll tell you what, my mom was right out there. There was no wall building out there at that time. And she'd take me out there to church with her. And if I happened to get up or anything, she'd make me walk right back and sit down in that seat there, and she'd sit there and he'd move while church was going on. Now, that's the way I had mine back there. But now, you take half the women that's got a little boy or something, don't go to church, they'll put your stern in church.
Mm-hmm.
It's true, they'll do it. Well, now, that's the way she done me. And, I'd say, I don't want to go to church today, Mommy. And why? Well, I just don't want to go. But the reason I didn't want to go, she'd make me sit still. Now, that's the way that, I went to church back then. I had to mind.
What advice or training did your parents give you that has helped you to lead a better, fuller life? How did they train your brothers and sisters and yourself?
Well, they told them to do the right thing. They sure did. That's one thing they wouldn't have. If they catch me or the girls, any of them, doing everything in the world was wrong, then we'd be there with them. Now, that's just exactly the way they raised me and the girls, too. Same way if the girls got out, of course, the girls wasn't bad, like all four of us boys. We get in and get in things, you know, we shouldn't get into. Well, now, the quicker they found it out, they worked over. Now, that's the way they raised us.
Mm-hmm. As a teenager, did your parents allow you to socialize with boys and girls? Did they allow you to go places with your friends?
Not too much. They would at times if they know where they was going and the ones that we was going with. But you know, there's a lot of them other teenagers were bad, you know, and they wouldn't allow to get out there.
So your parents were strict?
They were strict. You didn't get out there. They sure they had to be. I'll tell you, if you ain't strict on a kid, a boy, or a girl, you lay something that you can't grow up with. That's right.
How old were you when you first went out on your own?
Well, I don't hardly know about that. I commenced going out, I guess, about 15, something like that.
What kind of work did you first do when you had your first job?
Work?
Uh-huh. Did you ever work in the coal mines or anything like that?
Yeah, I worked up there at these coal mines. And two different places in the coal mines.
What kind of job did you have?
Well, at the Rough Branch Coal Company, you know, they had a incline, they run the coal over the hill. And it come out of the mines round the hill, and I run what they call the drum. A big drum on top of the hill. To let the coal over to the tipple, and the man down there dumped it in the coal car. I run the drum at the Rockin' Ranch Coal Company.
Was the pay good?
Well, I think they paid about, I believe it is about $2.50, $3 a day. That's about not what we got back to us at that time. I don't remember just exactly what it was, but it wasn't much. But Lord, you take $3 back there, then it was worth $30 now.
Mm-hmm.
Sure was.
Did you ever work for the railroad or anything like that?
Oh, no, I worked on the railroad a minute while.
Did you ever remember seeing the Chatteroy Railroad in this area, or was that before your time?
Making railroads, you mean?
Was that the name of it?
I don't know too much about that.
Did you ever know Colonel Northup?
Who?
A Colonel Northup that was in charge of mining.
Well, I never knowed him, but I heard of him. I just heard of him, but now I've heard me and all of him.
You never worked for him or anything?
No, I never did work.
Can you tell me anything about Richardson that you feel like has really changed from when you were a young boy?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, there's a whole lot down there at Richardson. I'd go down there maybe after I got big enough to go down there, maybe the Jersey's going at a deep hole. There was a big deep hole there then, different than now. And we'd go down there, the passenger train run up the river, one down over morning and one up, and the same way over night, one up, one down. Well, I'd always go down there for you that reason, and a bunch of us boys would, you know, and we'd have a big time having playing around there in the depot.
Is that the way you traveled to Louisa, by train instead of by road?
That's the way we had traveled. It wasn't no sense. All we could, I guess, but the road was, we could have went into Louisa, but you could just take you all day to get down there. Now, that's just about the way it was, see?
How often did you get to Louisa? Did you go, say, once a week or once a month or what?
Well, I don't know. I don't think I was down there over 6 months. That's about the way it was, me.
So you stayed mostly on the farm?
I stayed mostly right at home, yeah.
Tell me the year that you were born. Tell me when you were born. What was the date?
I was born in 1895.
What was the month and day?
January the 1st.
Tell me some happening that happened, say, in the first 10 years of your life that changed you in some way. Can you think of maybe a tragedy or maybe something that was happy? Can you think of anything that's outstanding about the first 10 years of your life? Maybe some interesting person that you knew that influenced you, or?
I don't know about that. I don't believe it's anything.
Your first 10 years was just sort of an average childhood?
Just about average. There wasn't nothing that I can remember what went on about then. I don't remember. Nothing.
Is there anything that you can think of that happened later on in life that stands out in your mind that was unusual? Were you in service?
No.
You never?
I am service back there. They had me into it. I would have had to went in service. But when they called me, in the service, I had typhoid fever, and I prayed right up there in the house. I was bad off typhoid fever, and they sent a doctor. Well, we had a doctor here.
What was his name?
Ray, Dr. Ray, and he doctored me. And when they called me to the service, I was in the bed for typhoid fever. Well, they sent a doctor out of town up to see me. She was wrong. And they seen I had fever, you know. And when I got well, that fever fell in my leg. Oh, I had the biggest leg you ever seen, and I just had to go hopping around. Well, they called me in to service then. And give me overseas duty. And I couldn't hardly walk when they done that. Well, they sent me to Ashland for a doctor. Went down there and he never looked at me or nothing. He never looked at this doctor's statement for a week. I know he didn't, the reason, or he wouldn't have done what he done. And he signed me up for overseas service. Well, I got out, walking up the street. I guess I got up there near that pole up the street and got out and hollered, "Hey, come back here a minute." I went back in. He said, "I want you to pull your clothes off and lay right down on this table." Well, I just jerked my britches off and called him. I didn't know what he was talking about. I thought I know too. Well, he measured this leg. Then he measured this. And this sermon was about 5 or 6 inches bigger around than this one. Oh, he said, you said, "I'll have to change them papers that you're not fit for service." Well, I said, "I knowed it, but the one used to be telling you that." And he changed them then. And that's the way it was back there with me then.
Now that was World War One, was it? Was it?
Yeah.
The First World War?
Yeah, First World War.
In the community, can you tell me anything about some unusual happening in politics? What do you remember about any local or state or federal election that was outstanding? Do you remember any happening, like, did you all have firecrackers when elections, or do you remember any buying of votes or things like that?
Well, I don't know, they was a whole lot like that went on, but for me telling you who it was and things like that.
Well, I don't necessarily, you know, want to know names, but I just wondered what was the custom in this community in elections years ago.
Well, now they bought a whole lot of votes like that, they had fellers like, well, finally around there where they come here and put a lot of money up my hand for me to see these people here and to give them money to vote their way. That's the way they run it back there then. And I don't know, there's a whole lot of people here that handle money in elections then.
Were there any well-known fights or anything that went on during a particular election that you remember?
No, sir. I never did remember anything like that. Everything was pretty peaceful. They never had no trouble.
Any time in the past, do you remember any murders or any unusual happenings that destroyed property? Were there any notorious people in this area that you can think of?
Not that I remember. I never remember anything like that going on.
Everybody's sort of peace-loving,
yeah.
And no big problems.
Everybody peaceful in that way, yeah.
What type of unusual mountain crafts are you familiar with? Did your parents or maybe your family make their own soap, and did they do anything like that?
Oh, yeah. My mother, we had a big smokehouse. All I guess is 25, 30 feet tall. And she had a big bench in there. And she'd make soap. I don't know, I couldn't tell you how she made it. She was done that of making herself. And she'd make that and she'd cut it out and lay it on that table, buddy. I'll bet you there'd be 50 pounds of it of soap she'd make. And she washed with it. It'd do the work all right, the way she made it.
So you made all the soap that your family used?
Yeah, she made it, yeah.
What about, did you all cure your own hands and
the meat?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you what, me and my daddy done it now. You take all the hams, he'd hang them up in the smokehouse. And he went to the hills and got this red hickory bark. And he'd build a fire on the last hams, and it would cure them hams just as yellow as they could be. Prettiest meat, and it was good tasted meat too. Now that's the way the old people all done that.
Mm-hmm.
They cured their meat that way.
Did your mother ever do any weaving? Did she make her own cloth to make the clothes for the family?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she done that. Yes, sir.
Gather the wool from the sheep and, spun it and everything?
Yeah, she was a good sewer. She made, all of me alive, she made me a many pairs of breeches and shirts. She used to make them all the time for me.
Did you all ever make any of your own furniture, like, putting seats in the chairs and things like that?
My daddy was pretty handy. He was a pretty good carpenter, and he'd do anything that was needed to be done about the house or the place.
Did you say you lived in a log house?
Huh?
Did you live in a log house?
Well, we did for a long time. Yeah. And then, after we tore the log house down and built another house, a box house.
Did she cook on an open fireplace, or did she?
No, she had a cook stove. She never did cook none on an open fireplace. We always had a cook stove for the cook.
Did you all have very many old mountain cures, like you go out in the hills and gather the herbs and make your own teas and tonics and things like that, or did you mostly rely on a doctor?
Well, I don't know. My mother was, she made a whole lot of stuff like that.
Do you remember ever drinking any tonics in the spring? You know, when people would go out and gather sassafras and things like that for teas?
I've drunk that sassafras tea. I bet I've drunk 30 gallons. I drunk it the whole time. And she could make it too, buddy, and I liked it. Did you ever drink any of it? Now, buddy, if she was sure, would make you a cup of that sassafras tea and fix it up the way she fixed it up, I'll tell her all you'd like. And it was good for you. It never hurt you a bit. Oh, I could drink it. It never hurt me a bit. All right.
Do you remember any legends or folk tales about this area, or anything that has been handed down through your family? Any old stories?
No, I don't remember nothing.
What did you all do for entertainment? Did you do any singing, any old ballads or anything like that?
Well, if it was, we always went to church. At Nurseville Run, we had the meetings and the singing. Way back there, when they all went to church, we usually have a whole lot of company. And they'd come to our house, and the preachers, and they had their women, and sometimes their boys and girls with them, and they would sing a lot at our house. And they'd done that all the time. Yeah.
Did you ever know anyone who was in the Civil War? Do you know any old veterans, or did you have any ancestors who were in the Civil War that they told the stories about them?
No, I don't remember anything about that much.
What do you remember about the Depression? Was it hard for you to live, or was it about like any other time?
No, sir. When you couldn't get a hold of nothing, it's hard for you to get a hold of it, as old West doing. It wasn't, way back there, there wasn't no work. Wasn't nothing much for you to live on. You just had to do the best you could. If you didn't raise it, you just up against it.
Did you know very many people who starved, like that died as a result of not having enough to eat, or did most of the people in the community help each other?
I don't remember of anybody dying out that way, but I knew there was a lot of people that is close living, I know that. But as far as him dying or anything like that, they never. But they made it pretty bad, pretty hard.
Do you think people were closer to each other in those days? Did they help each other more than they do now?
Well, I believe they would, yeah. Now, I know one thing. It wouldn't take only, if she was sick, the old people would go in and help her. Make no difference who she was. They'd all gather up and help.
If there was somebody in need in the
community. If they was in need, you see, they'd do that. They was awful good about that. But now, they ain't hardly that way, you know. They won't hardly help you at all now. Will they? Oh, sure, they won't hardly help you at all. They let you die off when you're supposed to help you. But now the old people are the other way. If they could help you, do anything, if you're sick or anything, they'd go and assist you all they was able to do. And that's about all I can tell you about that.
Have you done everything in your life that you've always wanted to or planned to? Is there something that you still want to do that you thought about as a child, or has everything worked out the way you wanted it to?
I don't know. There's a lot of things that worked out the way I wanted it.
Give me an example.
Because I may have wanted a lot of things, you know, it didn't work out right.
If you could go back and live your life over, what would you change? You must be satisfied then. You must be pretty much satisfied with your life.
Well, I am, yeah. I'm pretty well satisfied, yeah.
You look like a happy person.
I never did have too much trouble in that way. There's one thing that I always practiced doing, and my mother and my daddy always told me. And said for me to follow nobody and treat everybody good, and you'll never have no trouble. That's the way that they raised me do.
Mm-hmm.
Both of them. They wouldn't allow me to do nothing wrong if they knowed of. And I never did have much trouble with anybody. Now that's the way I've lived all my life. And I'm still living that way. I'm just here by myself now. And my wife's dead. She's been dead. Been a better than 6 years.
I think that's a good way to live. To follow those rules.
It's the best way. It sure is.
Let's get on the tape the names of your parents again. Now, your father was Hayden Childers, and his wife was Mary Borders Childers.
That's right.
And what was your wife's name?
Anola Childers. She was a Runyon.
How many children did you have?
Three children.
And what are their names?
Billy is the oldest boy. Joe is the next. And Faye.
Just a minute. I'm going to have to change the tape.